Something else I wanted to bring out. If you go back into the old Celtic England, ancient Celtic England of 500 years ago, the ancient Celtic magicians, from which we get the word magic or magi, you remember seeing, let's say, Merlin, I guess it was, Merlin the magician.
Mm-hmm.
The old Celtic magicians always had magic wands. And the magic wand, they would work their magic and hypnosis through their magic wands. Magic wands were always made out of holly wood. And that's why... Oh, yes.
No.
Oh, yes. And so holly wood is still working its magic through the old Celtic. As a matter of fact, according to two reference books on Hollywood, it was said that back in 1905 to 1910, when they were setting up out here in California, the entertainment capital of the world, they brought over, according to reference books, banking fraternities in England who were setting up the entertainment capital in America, brought over to this country Celtic magicians and Celtic priests to lay out the land according to something called geomancy, or ley lines, the electromagnetic force fields of the city, just as they did in the old Europe when they would lay out churches according to geomancy or electromagnetic ley lines. And so what I'm saying is that these major studios and major motion picture studios are all laying on ley lines and electromagnetic force fields according to the magicians of the old Celtic, of Hollywood. So I'm telling you, we're in very serious trouble. We like to be entertained, but we're in some very serious trouble here. Mm-hmm. And until such time as we understand that these things are being manipulated around us, we don't even begin to understand how we've been had.
All right, we've had people holding for over an hour. Let's take some calls, and then we've got more information we want to get out as well.
Right, Joe.
Thanks for your patience. Good morning. You're on the air, caller. Are you there? Nope. Okay, I think some of these may have given up, but others will be calling in 731-1230. Good morning. Are you there? Hello. And another give up. Hello. Hello. Okay, well, we've got fresh calls coming in. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so now, what do we do now?
Yeah, really? We wake up.
Educate ourselves.
Yeah, that's a good question. What do we do now? Yeah. Look at the fine kettle of fish you've got us into this time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think the first thing you do is educate yourself. Because any conspiracy can deal with anything. Criminal conspiracies can deal with anything. They can buy you off. They can frighten you off. They can take you in as a partner. They can shoot you on the street. They can do all kinds of things to protect themselves. The one thing a criminal conspiracy cannot deal with, and that is exposure, to be exposed to the public. And they'll even have to throw in one of their own and sacrifice someone if they get exposed. And so I'm saying the thing to do right now is to expose this whole entire incredible story to the world, and then let's see what God does with it. Because the power of any government is always in the people, and if you get enough people riled up and enough people educated, now you're going to see a spirit move over the country, and these people will be found out, and then we will leave the work to God, so to speak. But the first thing is to educate the people for the first time to what is actually going on. And then let's see where it goes from there.
Okay, caller.
Amen. Lou.
Yes.
I got a good suggestion.
What's that?
Here's what we do. This is Doug. Here's what we do. We have to tell everybody to get a tape of your show, of this show, and make copies for everybody and just hand them out.
Well, I think that's not a bad idea.
Well, I just wonder how many people would believe it.
Well,
one of the biggest tasks today, if you try explaining what is literally going on within this government, people look at you like you're nuts.
But it's a start.
You got to keep trying.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, caller.
All right.
Okay. Jordan, you've got all of this information. Have you ever published a book?
As a matter of fact, I've been too busy to do that. I've been gathering it. I just don't have time. But I do have a book. It's not particularly on this subject. It's more on religio philosophy, and it's called The Book Your Church Does Not Want You to Read. It's coming out. It's out now in the bookstores. Steve Allen and myself and a whole mess of other authors came together, Steve Allen, the musician, comedian, and myself, mm-hmm. and quite a few others, we came together and we put out this book called The Book Your Church Does Not Want You to Read. You can get it through me, and it's just now out this very week.
Oh, okay.
And so you can contact me, and I'll send you a copy. And for a $20 contribution, I will send the book to you with some other research materials. I've got about 50 pages of documents and such as materials we're talking about today, and I'll send you that for a $20 contribution.
All right, let me make a point, and I don't know, I assume you will agree. There's nothing wrong with the church.
No, there's
the
nothing wrong with...
The fact that people believe in their gods,
yeah.
All right?
Right?
It is the churches, those that run them.
Yes, and I'm saying also that there is a world... Well, let me restate it. There is a world of difference between church and religion and spirituality to your Creator. Your relationship with your Creator is totally different than church and organized religion. I believe organized religion is nothing more than a tool in the hands of some very powerful societies, and I can prove it. I can prove the mere fact that you cannot start a church in this country. You cannot start a church. No matter how much you may love God, you cannot start a church in this country without a license, without permits, without going through your 501(c) and getting your permits from the government. If you want to get married in this country, you can do that before God, but you had better get a federal or a state license first. You must get the license first before you can be married in any church.
Interesting point.
If you want to get a divorce, you don't go to God with your mate, you go to court with your mate. And so I'm saying that the entire religious structure in America is nothing more than a division of the political establishment. You must have a 501(c) to have a church. You must get the permits. And that's why the clergy are always in continual contact with the political element. There is a very definite behind-the-scenes connections between religion and politics in this country, and I don't care what religion you're talking about. It's all part of a fraternal order coming out of the Middle Ages and the Knights Templars, but I'm saying that there is something besides that, and that is our spirituality with our Creator, and that's the one that I am concerned about.
And I think one more point before we go back to the phones. I know a lot of fine, good, God-fearing human beings that are also Masons.
I understand that. It's the same thing that George Washington said. George Washington, in his letter, which I have before me, said, "I do not believe that all Freemasons are guilty of these criminal conspiracies, but I do know that the entire organizational arrangement is in the hands of this criminal conspiracy, and especially since 1783 when George Washington was writing."
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing that we see today in Sicily. If you are a businessman in Sicily, you have connections. You don't know it, but you actually have connections with underworld operations there, because the whole thing is run by the underworld. So it doesn't mean that because you're a Freemason that you're a part of this at all, under no circumstances. But I'm saying occult Freemasonry, which is a far more powerful secret society coming out of the Middle Ages, has put up and set up all kinds of fraternal orders and societies, and we just go along to get along. And when you graduate from universities, you graduate and you get these Greek letter societies. You had better understand what the delta means, the triangle, why is the triangle on the dollar bill, why are these Greek terms used,
yes,
in fraternal order.
Yes,
it's all connected to some very, very powerful societies that we don't even realize. And there's so many, even major corporations in our country today are run, organized, and directed by criminals. But because you work for a company, you don't know that, it doesn't make you guilty. So I'm not saying that Freemasons are themselves guilty. I'm saying they need to look at where they actually, in fact, came from.
All right. We'll do a quick timeout. We'll come back. We'll take calls. Stay with us. Lou Upton here. Jordan Maxwell is our guest. Okay, we've got 17 after the hour. Let's go back and see who's on the phone, and thank you for your patience.
Good morning, Lou. Boy, yeah. Do you have a wonderful guest this morning.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm wondering, do you know any significance to the barcoded money, the money that has, for instance, a $20 bill has written in there, USA 20?
Yes, that is pretty well known that this barcode is a convenience factor for the conspiracy to keep everybody in line and know where everyone is.
Shoot it down.
And it has tremendous implications the higher up you go in this occult science of manipulating the human race. I mean, we've even got satellites now that and onboard computers and new cars are coming out with computers on board, and those computers have little boxes inside the computers that say that it is a federal law against touching that box. And I have talked to people who are in the know on those onboard computers, and they're connected to satellites so that eventually they will be able to know where you are at any time and be able to track you anywhere. So like Dr. Stu Crane said many years ago, you had better wake up and start acting like a victim, because there's no place to run. They own and run the world, and there's no place to run. You're either going to stand and fight here, or you're going to, you know, either we stand together or we're going to hang by ourselves. So what I'm saying is that there's tremendous implications for this barcode, for the onboard computers, for programming of computers. We are totally in a very bad situation in this country and throughout the world.
Okay, caller.
Thank you so much, Lou.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. All right, and good morning.
Hi, Jordan and
yes.
Lou.
Yes.
I have two questions I'd like to ask. One, about Revelations. Is Revelations real, or was it set up by them to lull us into thinking that if this happens, that it will all turn out all right?
And the second question. And you had another question?
Yes. According to what Adam Weishaupt said, does that mean that we must make them use military force? Because that's the only thing that's never worked.
Well, as I said, the idea was to get the people, because the people are the power of any country. If you were the king of Fredonia with 700 subjects going to a summit meeting with the king of China, you might as well stay home. There is no discussion. So the people, the amount of people you have in your government will determine the power of the king. So I'm saying that we in America are the real power of this country. We are the power, and if you don't think so, wait till you see 1 million people flood the streets in Los Angeles around City Hall and demand that the mayor come out immediately before the people and sign a piece of legislation or whatever. And that many people, the governor and the mayor or whoever else, will come out and do the will of the people if they see 1 million people in the streets demanding it. So the point I'm making is that we, the people, are the real power. And so therefore, if they can keep us drunk on television and manipulating us through what they call programs, and that's what you do with a computer, with the human brain as a computer, you program it. So the bottom line I'm saying here is that as long as they can keep us docile and ignorant and ill-informed, they can continue to do their work. And all we need to do as Americans is what we've always done, nothing. And all they need to do, what they've been doing, and their timetable for taking us over very quickly and very soon will be concluded.
All right, but Jordan, the question was Revelations written as part of this program?
Well, it's interesting that you asked that, because the first century fathers of the Christian Church, along with Martin Luther, some of the other names, Tertullian, Martin Luther, first century names, I could name them all off, all of them repudiated the book of Revelation. Even in the Martin Luther said that it had nothing to do with the book of Revelation, it has nothing to do with Christianity, it is a pagan origin, and of course it is a pagan origin. It can be proven to have been written far before Christianity began. There was an island in the Aegean Sea called Phrygia, the Phrygian island, or the island of Patmos. And on Patmos there was a religious cult called the Phrygians or the Phrygians. And the Phrygians on the Isle of Patmos had a religion, a very powerful occult religion. The Romans knew about it. The Greeks knew about it. And it was called the Book of Revelation. And today, the Book of Revelation in the Bible is identical to the old Phrygian, Isle of Patmos Phrygian Book of Revelation. And that's why Martin Luther and Tertullian and all of the early church fathers said they have nothing whatsoever to do with the book of Revelation. That's the facts. I'm not trying to be unkind. I'm giving you the facts.
All right. Thank you, caller.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever seen, I ran across not long ago what is known as the Geneva Bible.
Yes.
And it precedes the King James, and it was that which was used up until Henry threw the church out of England.
Absolutely.
The differences between the Geneva Bible and the King James Version is day and night.
Oh, absolutely. No doubt about it. As a matter of fact, the people that, as a matter of fact, the people who translated for King James, the Bible, were all Rosicrucian Freemasons. And it's a fascinating story about how we got the King James.
Interesting.
And that's why all socialists today and communists wear the red rose in civil displays. It's a fascinating story, and I've spent 35 years on this subject, and I can go in. Here's something interesting for Christians that just crossed my mind. On the back of the $1 bill, you'll see on the left-hand side a pyramid. Now, the first question you have to ask is, why is an Egyptian pyramid on an American dollar bill? But above the pyramid is the word annuit coeptus, which in Latin means our enterprise is now a success, or our project has been crowned with success, annuit coeptus. On the bottom is the enterprise that is a success. It's called the Novus Ordo Seclorum.
The New World Order.
The New World Order. It was put on the dollar bill in 1934, 33 to 34, by FDR, Fraudulent Deficit Roosevelt, or Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Put that, you know.
Well, I understand it was at the behest of his then vice president, a Mr. Wallace.
That's right, Henry C. Wallace.
Yes.
And Henry Wallace was known as a subversive to start
and
with.
Nobody, and I mean almost absolutely nobody, ever questioned it.
I know that.
It's blatant, it's there, and anyone can see it that has a dollar bill. It is not an American symbol.
Not
it
at
has
all.
Nothing to do with this country or its constitution.
Nothing whatsoever. It has nothing to do with America. If you go to Europe, there are museums, one in France that has, and one in Germany, that has the original writings of the Order and sect of the Illuminati. The original writings, handwritten writings of Adam Weishaupt's the Illuminati, and on the face page covering the writings, under glass in the museum, you will see the exact same emblem, the circle, the pyramid beneath in the middle of the circle with annuit coeptus, novus ordo seclorum with 1776 on the bottom of the pyramid. Look closely, you'll see the Roman numerals on the bottom of the pyramid. All of this is on the outside cover of the writings and order of the Illuminati coming from Bavaria. You can still see it in museums in Europe today. Hasn't got a thing to do with us. It represents a very powerful secret society who has taken over our government.
And
our
on that same bill, I didn't know that God made an imperfect eagle, but if you put it under a microscope, on the one side you'll find 32 feathers, and on the other wing, 33 feathers.
We've
got
to do a break. And the reason for that.
Yes.
And you know the reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Right.
Okay, let's get back to the phones. Lou Upton here with Jordan Maxwell, and good morning.
Good morning, Lou.
Yes.
Did you read yesterday, Sunday, the RJ?
I glanced over it. I didn't see anything that exciting.
Page 16E, it says how there's a company in Florida using surveillance electronically of the employees. And it says how some companies, quote, are using computer chips in name badges to track the movement of employees.
Okay,
end
well, they're doing, that's not just in Florida. I think you'll find that going on very widespread. Do you have a question for our guest?
What is his economic predictions for the 93, the 94, and into the 95?
Okay, take the answer off the air. Thank you, caller. Go ahead, Jordan.
Well, I'm not going to make any predictions. All I'm going to say is that they have in mind the collapsing of the United States economy purposely, according to a plan. It will not be a total collapse. The head of the president of the Ford Foundation, many, many years ago, back in 1953, which I have a copy of, he was brought before the Reese Committee And I wish I had that so I could read it to you. But basically, the president of the Ford Foundation said that the foundation presidents of all the major foundations were under orders by the White House to so alter the living level in America, the level of economics in America, to lower it down, the major corporations purposely to lower our living level so that we could be comfortably merged with the rest of the world and a new world order. Now, that's back in 1953, and we've seen that they have been working toward that goal, and now we are comfortably merged with Russia, with all of the other slave states in the world, and we're going the same way.
Oh, and how, and how.
And it's only a matter of time till we wake up to discover what we've done.
You know what I'm
hoping? What we have done is we have allowed our country to be in the hands of criminals and conspirators, and we were lulled to sleep with entertainments and Big Top Pee Wee and Hulk Hogan and all of the silliness and the obscenity that goes on in television with alcohol, drugs, TV, rock and roll, and whatever, to keep us occupied while our masters are planning our demise. It's about time we wake up to find out what we are guilty of before God and man.
Boy, and if you think it's bad now, wait till Clinton shoves NAFTA down our throats.
Absolutely.
That'll be the straw that really does break the back.
Yes. Let me get back to something I was talking to you about real quick.
Okay.
I made the point that that the federal government in the United States is in a place called Colombia, the District of Columbia.
Yes.
That goes back to the old Colombian faction of the Illuminati that came to America. When they moved into America, these Masonic orders of Freemasonry, they were referred to this occult orders, the representatives of these international banking families, they referred to themselves as the Colombian faction. And we have references to them in the old books and reference works. And they founded what we call the Colombian movement in the New World. We have Columbia University, the District of Columbia,
mm-hmm.
in which our country is ruled.
Columbia Pictures.
And Columbia Pictures. And, of course, CBS is Columbia Broadcasting, CBS. And what is the symbol for CBS but the all-seeing eye on the triangle on the back of the dollar bill, the all-seeing eye. So
that's a hell of a point.
Yes, the CBSI is the Colombian faction of the Illuminati, the all-seeing eye. Now, incidentally, in relation to that, excuse me, in the Bible, there are three times in the New Testament Jesus is referred to, in the New Testament, three times Jesus is referred to as the chief cornerstone the builders rejected. The word in Greek for chief cornerstone is totally different than the word in Greek for cornerstone. The apostles are referred to as the cornerstones. Jesus is three times referred to as the chief cornerstone. And the word chief cornerstone in Greek means the eye or triangle on a pyramid. That's what the reference works say. I have seven different reference works that show the eye on the dollar bill is a chief cornerstone, and that is the term that Jesus has given in the Bible as a chief cornerstone. I am telling you, there is something very, very powerful, very frightening, and very alarming going on in this country and throughout the world, and when we do wake up to find out the full significance, it's going to absolutely render you filled with fear and horror. When you see what has actually transpired in this country, there are some very powerful secrets that are coming out, and I'm going to hopefully be around long enough to bring a few of them out. I've spent 35 years of my life doing this, and before that, listening to people who knew. And at this point, I am just absolutely disturbed with the idea that nobody seems to see any of this. Nobody seems to appreciate any of this. And it's all been there in front of us all the time. I wanted to get back on the symbolism of the dollar bill just for a moment.
All
to
right.
Go back to the back of the dollar bill. There are 13 layers in the pyramid. There are 13 letters in Anno Coeptis. On the right-hand side, as you said, the eagle has, there are 13 arrows in the talons of the eagle. There are 13 arrows on one side. There are 13 berries and 13 olive leaves on the other side. Then above the eagle, there are 13 stars in the configuration of the hexagram, or the Star of David, above the eagle. 13 has always been referred to as an unlucky number. 13's unlucky.
Yes.
And the reason why is because the Illuminati secret societies, that's their favorite number, and therefore it's unlucky for you to use it. And the 13, of course, was based on Jesus and the 12. The 12 cornerstones. The 12 cornerstones were the chief cornerstone, making 13 the peak of a pyramid. There is something going on here.
And how? And how? You know, you talked earlier about what if a million people in Los Angeles were to appear outside of City Hall
right.
and demand that the mayor may come out, and he probably would.
Absolutely.
Hopefully on September 29th we'll have more than a million people in Washington, D.C. demanding floor time and demanding that our Constitution once again be honored and set in stone, and enough of the nonsense. Mm-hmm. And hopefully these million plus people, because we're involved in several drives, will carry with them over 20 million petitions. The question for you, do you think they'll pay attention?
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to see, because I believe there is a spiritual awakening happening that is not of our work. It is not of us. It is a time for people to wake up, and I think that there is an all-encompassing God force, for the lack of a better term, a divine ordination in the universe, which is causing the human race to wake up, to find out we've been had, and we've been had big time.
Okay.
We haven't been just deceived and tricked out of our rights. The point I'd like to make is that if you can successfully deceive someone for a couple of days and lie to them, they're going to be very unhappy with you when they find out. But if you can deceive them successfully for a year or so, they're really going to be unhappy when they find out. When the people of this country find out, all their life they have been purposely, according to a plan, deception. They have been deceived purposely and been led down the garden path to sign contracts, to sign their rights over to a conspiracy and to a political plot. They are going to take to the streets, and there's going to be serious trouble in this country, because one of the founding fathers even mentioned that the people that founded this country were fierce incontinence and terrible in their beginnings. The American people are a violent people, and if they think that you've taken them for a ride and tricked them, they become a very violent and mean people.
Okay.
And I'm saying that that's what we need to do. We need to wake up and discover we've been had.
And how? And how? All right, let's do a timeout. We'll come back. We'll take more calls. Stay with us. 21 before the hour. We're back. Let's go right back to those phones. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, Dr. Leela.
I'm so delighted, Lou, with Mr. Maxwell. Mr. Maxwell, I want to assure you this morning that you are reaching more patriots on the Lou Epstein Show than anywhere else that I know of. He has a rating of over 50,000 listeners, and believe me, they're patriots.
Well, I'm thankful for that.
Well, I knew you'd be surprised at the vastness of it. Then we have a breakfast club that many speakers, like Mr. Andromedus, who's with LaRoche in L.A.,
mm-hmm.
and, of course, Dr. John Coleman.
Yes.
They speak on Lou's show, and then they come to the breakfast club, and we meet them personally and buy their books and their leaflets. And certainly we're starting our breakfast club again on the 9th of September.
I think you're about to get an invitation, Jordan.
Well, I think he is. I certainly want him, and I want to get closer to him, because I have some things on the Bible that no one else has. Did you know John Allen Boone?
Yes, I've known the name. I don't recall where I know it from.
Well, John Allen Boone was the writer of a book called Letters to Strongheart,
mm-hmm.
which saved so many people's sanity in England during the war by his beautiful, gentle philosophies. He's the one that said, if you keep your candle burning, there's never total darkness.
Well, that's true.
Okay. I'm going to have to bring the two of you together after the program.
Yes,
okay.
I didn't get his phone number, and
I'll call it to you right after.
Address. Please do, Lou.
I certainly will.
And congratulations. You're on the right track, Mr. Maxwell. You've got more help than you have any idea.
Well, I appreciate that, because I'll tell you, I have just about lost heart. I've been doing this for so many years on my own, by myself, and I have lost my job. I've lost my wife, my family. I've lost everything doing what I'm doing, and now I have nothing else left to lose. And I am of the opinion that that's the most dangerous kind of people in the world is a man who has nothing to lose.
Because when you hit bottom, you can push up.
Okay.
And I felt this with you, and that's why I'm calling.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Leela.
Thank you, Lou.
Bye-bye. All right, and good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Do you have a question for our guest?
Well, let me make a comment first. The media has labeled the John Birch Society, and the media has labeled the so-called Aryan Nations and the so-called white supremacists. I'm wondering if your guest might comment on that. However, I would also like him to comment on the yellow ribbon that we've been conned into putting on our cars, not all of us, of course, and also maybe the layout of Washington, if he's familiar with it. If not, then maybe I've got a diagram that shows along the lines of what he's talking about. And also, perhaps, the background of our Pope, if he's got any comments to make on those subjects, and I listen off the air.
Thank you, caller. Go ahead then, Jordan.
Well, I want to comment on the layout of Washington, D.C. It's very interesting that the Washington Monument, the obelisk, is the Egyptian obelisk. The waterway, that long waterway that leads up to the Capitol building, has a profound significance. The Washington Monument, or the obelisk, is the Maophilic. And the Maophilic looks down the long waterway from out of which we are born, your mother's water. It was called the River Styx in Egypt. And the Maophilic of the Washington Monument, as I said, is the male. It connects with the Oval Office. And the Oval Office, of course, is a female. And so what we're talking about here is sexual energy. It is a very powerful energy. Sexual energy is used in war. It's used in violence. And it is used in manipulating us. Now, if you understand that the Satanist and the satanic symbol for hundreds of years, perhaps thousands, has been the five-pointed pentagram.
Yes.
The five-pointed pentagram, or the five-pointed star, is, as I said, referred to as a pentagram. If you take the arms off of a pentagram, the inside becomes known as a pentagon. The United States has a pentagon, and the reason why is the point of the pentagon heads due north, according, not magnetic north, but is laid out so that the point points due north to the North Star, which is was Thuban, it's now Polaris. The idea, of course, being that from the old Babylonian Sumerian culture that said that you draw a pentagram on the ground, drawing the point to due north, and you would get occult powers for taking over your adversaries, and the gods would be with you in war. So we have a pentagon. Incidentally, Chrysler uses the pentagon as its seal or national as its company logo. And the reason why is because Chrysler was the company that provided all of the military equipment for the United States during the war. Bottom line on all of this is that the Washington, D.C. is laid out according to occult symbols and occult emblems, and they mean something, and they're very, very important. And if you don't understand any of this, you don't understand how you've been had by a very powerful occult societies.
Just one question, having never been in, is what we refer to as the Oval Office actually shaped?
Oh, yes, it is. It's actually shaped like an oval. And it's a little bit more round than oval, but nonetheless, it is an oval. And it goes back to, and that's exactly why, even on churches, you will see the pointed arches of the stained glass windows are pointed arches. And many of the church doors in Europe and even today are pointed arches. The pointed arch is a female, and the female, it all has to do with sexual symbolism. It has to do with some very interesting, and that's why I was referred to originally, as I said, religio-political, because religion and politics are intricately connected, and the symbols of power were used by secret societies of Freemasons back in the early Middle Ages, and it's just a tremendous subject that requires hours and hours. I have over 2,500 slides of occult symbols, emblems, all kinds of research material that I've been able to collect, and I have about 100 bank boxes in storage of such materials. It is a vast subject. It is a profound subject. And somewhere along the line, I am hoping to be able to get out to the world to show people how we have been hoodwinked and tricked into accepting a new world order.
All right, let's do a timeout, come back, and we'll continue. Okay, at about 11 minutes before the hour, we are back. By the way, Jordan,
yes.
You won't have to go to Egypt now to see the pyramids.
I know.
We've got one right here with an obelisk going up out front.
Very good. Yeah, well, just one more confirmation that these symbols are important and they mean something. One thing I'd like to take about 1 minute to run through, and then we can go on.
Okay.
The words, as I said at the beginning of the program, words are important. If you don't understand where words come from and what they mean, such as the word Rica, as it's used in Puerto Rico, Costa Rica, Africa, and America, there are connections to be made. If you understand words, if you understand symbols, why Egyptian symbols are on the American dollar bill, why is America referred to as the new Egypt? As a matter of fact, did you know, incidentally, that there is a very big difference between being English and British, a world of difference? The word Brit in Hebrew means a contract or a covenant, a Brit. We call it a writ. A Brit or a contract the word Brit means contract, and the word Ish in Hebrew means man. Therefore, Brit-ish means the covenant man, or man of the new covenant. When the King of England is crowned, the next time when a prince is crowned king, listen to what the Archbishop of Canterbury says to the new King of England when he is crowned. Something to the effect that the new king is taking this position of King of England for Jesus Christ, and to rule the world as King of Kings and Lord of Lords for Jehovah, the God of the Old Testament, until such time as Jesus comes back, the King of England is the King of the world, of all nations and peoples and races and tongues. And then it goes on to say that God's kingdom would unite the whole world under one world government, and therefore the England is referred to as the United Kingdom. I'm saying that there is a very bitter war going on between the Anglo-American kingdom and the Roman, ancient world, Roman Masonic kingdoms coming out of ancient Europe. All I'm saying is that if you look at the words, the terms, the symbols, the movies, motion pictures, television, there is a big story going on here, and it needs to be understood by the people. And I believe that the people find out, they're going to do something about it. And that's what I'm trying to do, is wake people up. And I'm telling you, it's very difficult doing it for all these years by myself.
I only hope, I only pray that people do wake up. And I will say this now. We're going to have you back on this program, if it's approved by yourself, quite often.
I would be delighted.
It'll be our pleasure. Let's take a call or two. Good morning.
Yes, Mr. Jordan.
Yes, sir.
How do the aliens fit in, such as the Montauk Project, the $10 billion in gold that came from England or from Germany over to the United States? Where do the, in other words, we have a government that has three levels, political,
well,
inner, and outer, and the political does not know what the inner and outer is doing.
I agree with that.
Take this off the air.
All right, Caller, thank you. Go ahead, Jordan.
All right, let me just make this one comment. Christianity has no problems dealing with the subject of angels. Angels are from heaven, we're told. They're entities. They're intelligent creatures from another world. The word alien, of course, implies that there's something coming from Mars or from another world. I see no difference between the word angel, because it comes from the word El. El was God in Semitic, and angel was messenger of God. Every time in the Old Testament and the New, when an angel appears, it appears in the form of a man. It looks human. And so I believe that there is some direct connection between angels or messengers of God and the extraterrestrials. I don't know what it is. I have no idea. But I'm smart enough to know that there's a lot of things going on in this world that we are not privy to know. And I am suspecting that this government has received power, knowledge, and wisdom to manipulate the human race from a higher source. I am totally committed to the idea of God, and that there is something going on a very high level. That's why we have movies called Star Wars, Wars of the Stars. So,
a number of them, and as a matter of fact, now with the new season coming on, a number of new, what they call science fiction.
Absolutely.
It's like you're being programmed.
Absolutely. I'd like to take this opportunity to ask for help. Anyone who can do anything to be of any value and help in this work. If you want to call me, just give me a call and we can talk. Or if you want to write, we can because I have so much to share with people, but it's very difficult, as I said, doing it by myself.
Yes.
If I can, I'd like to get my phone number.
Please
again.
Go.
818 area code in Los Angeles. 818-769-1071. 769-1071.
Okay, and I'll keep that on file. If anyone's driving around and can't write it down, give me a call on my voicemail, and I'll make sure you get the number. And something else, we do have to get you over here to Las Vegas. I'm sure we can attract a very good following, and you'll have an opportunity to meet some of the people here in person, and just as important, they'll have the opportunity to meet and talk with you.
Yes, and I will then be able to tell you many things I can't even begin to tell you on a radio program. Believe
okay.
me.
We've got to do one more timeout, and we'll be right back.
Very good.
Okay, we're back. We've just about got about a minute to go. Again, let's get that phone number and that address on the air before we have to say goodbye, Jordan.
Right. The name is Jordan Maxwell, and it's P.O. Box 7442. 7442, Burbank, California, 91510. And the phone number, 818, is 769-1071, 1071. I would like to take this opportunity to say if anyone would like to help me in this by contributing something to me, make any checks and money orders out to RJP, not to Jordan Maxwell, but to RJP. And I will be happy to send back documents, books, whatever you're interested in your letter, let me know, and I'll send you all the information I have on that particular subject, because I have an enormous amount.
Well, I know I want to get a copy of your new book that's just come out. Give us the name of it again.
And it's called The Book Your Church Does Not Want You to Read, with Jordan Maxwell, Steve Allen, and about 10 different authors. We put it together.
All right, and again, I want to reiterate, it's not the church, all
no,
right? There's
not.
Nothing wrong with the church you go to. It is the people, perhaps, that are controlling it.
From behind the scenes.
From behind the scenes.
That's exactly right.
It's been a very fast 2 hours, much too fast. We could probably go another 10 without covering half of the material you have. So we will have you back in the very near future. And right now, I do want to thank you very sincerely for taking these couple of hours and being with us.
I loved it. Thank you.
Take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. And I want to thank all of you for being with us. Lou Epton here. I'm sorry we didn't get more calls in. There's just too much information we want to get out. So have as good of a day as is possible. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning. Same time, same place. And until then, take care. For a recorded copy of today's program, send $7 to Lou Epton Incorporated, care of KLAV, 2000 Las Vegas Boulevard South, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89104.
You've been listening to The Lou Epton Show, presented by Lou Epton Incorporated. The show that asks you to do something that will make all our lives better. The views expressed on the program are those of the moderator, the guests, and the callers. They do not necessarily represent those of the station, the advertisers, or their agencies.
This is KLAV, AM 1230, Las Vegas, broadcasting live from Bob Stupak's Vegas World.